Just sort of looking around here, I'm thinking probably the best strategy is for us to have part three of the story of the three trees right where we are. And then once we've heard the story, we'll invite the children to, those who are singing, to come up and get in their choir places. So those of you who've been here the last 2 weeks, remember that on the top of the hill stood three trees. They started out tiny, and they were growing. As the sun shone and the rain fell, they were getting taller, and they were waiting to see what they would become when they grew up. And we know that the first tree liked to look at the stars and see how they sparkled like diamonds and dream of becoming a beautiful treasure chest. And we know that the second tree liked to watch the sparkling river go down the valley and join the ocean and think about how one day this tree would become a great sailing ship, crossing mighty waters and carrying a powerful king. And we know that the third tree, standing on the mountaintop, dreamed of growing as tall as a tree could grow, dreamed of never leaving the mountaintop, because that tree wanted to stand as tall as possible so that the people down in the town, when they looked up, would lift their eyes to heaven and think about God. And we know that after many seasons, fall, winter, spring, and summer, over and over again, the trees grew quite tall, and three woodcutters climbed up the mountain. And we know that the first woodcutter cut down the first tree and took it to a carpenter shop where it was made into a feed box for animals. But when baby Jesus was laid into that feed box, the first tree realized, I am holding the greatest treasure in all the world. And we know that the second tree was cut down and taken to a shipbuilding yard and sawed and hammered into a tiny fishing boat. But when Jesus and his friends got into that fishing boat to cross the lake, and a fierce storm came up, and Jesus was able to calm the storm simply by saying, peace, be still, the second tree realized, I am carrying the King of heaven and earth. And now we're going to talk about what happened to the third tree. When the third woodcutter came with his shining axe, the third tree stood tall and bravely and felt its heart sink. The third tree, of course, did not want to leave the mountain. And the woodcutter hardly looked at the tree before he cut it down, saying, oh, any kind of tree will do for me. And with a swoosh of that shining axe, the third tree fell. And the third tree was very confused to find itself becoming long, sturdy planks, boards, laying in a pile in the corner of a lumber yard. This is not my dream, thought the third tree. All I ever wanted was to stand on that mountaintop and point toward God. A long time passed. A long time, days and nights and years. And one Friday morning, the third tree was very surprised to find itself, startled to find itself being pulled out of that forgotten lumber pile and hammered into the shape of a cross. Being carried through a jeering, angry crowd made the third tree cringe. And having a man roped and nailed to the beams made the third tree cower and shake. And then being stood up, planted on a barren hilltop, made the third tree feel cold and ugly and harsh and cruel. The hours crawled past, and the man died and was taken away. The third tree had never felt so all alone. Night came, morning came, daylight, nighttime came again. That third tree had never felt so sad. But early on the morning of the third day, something changed. As the sun began to rise in the sky, the third tree felt the earth tremble as if in great joy. And the third tree began to feel flooded with warmth and hope as the rays of the sun began to filter down and the birds began to sing. And somehow the third tree knew that the man, Jesus, was not dead anymore. He was alive again, because God had made him alive. God's love had changed everything. And the third tree was no longer ashamed to be standing there exposed on that barren hill for everyone to see. As the whisper began to pass through the town, Christ is risen. Christ is risen. People came out from that busy town, and they looked at the third tree, and they thought about God, and they thought about everything that God has done. We're going to pray, and if there are other children sitting out there, you can hold hands with one another and with your families, and then all the kids are invited to go to Sunday school. Gracious God, we thank you for coming to us as the greatest treasure of all. We thank you for making us strong and giving us peace. We thank you for cleansing our hearts and minds so that we might always know how to live to your glory. We thank you for the words that you give us to sing, the words of joy on this Easter day. Amen.